After 6 years of independence, the entire population in the country were yearning to have been struggled to get a better life, quality education, and good health facilities across the country. But unfortunately, the country flagged into civil war that ruined the little infrastructure the country had. In Rumbek town, citizens shared their thoughts on what the Independence Day has brought to their country, with little hope of peace and other with a glimpse of hope for peace and stability. The chief person of Women Association in Western Lake State, Agum Kuch Mokwai, expressed that there is a little light of hope for peace if the two rival leaders sign peace agreement and live up to their promise and care about life and concern of the citizen in the country.
We are hoping for peace, first of all. This Independence Day maybe is going to be a peaceful Independence Day. We are going to be happy because we are going to receive peace with the Independence Day. That is my opinion. The second opinion about the Independence Day, we are hoping that South Sudan is going to change. Everything is going to change. So it's like we are getting a new house. So I'm dreaming when the peace comes, everything is going to be good. We are going to improve education of our children. We are going to improve health facilities. Even though we have hospitals, I'm hoping that we are going to improve it, and then also I'm hoping our roads are going to be constructed.
According to the chair lady, the best solution to end the ongoing economic downturn and hardship is to bring lasting peace so that every citizen could engage in productive sector and not to depend on oil.
Country without the economic, I think there is no happiness. We are like in a darkness because producing a lot of money is not the solution for our economic. So it's good for us. We have to go back and see our economic. What is really the solution to us is to see our natural resources. How are we going to control it? Not only petrol, we have a lot in our South Sudan. We have to focus. And then after focusing in our productions, this is where economy can improve. But if we are just thinking of money from petrol, even if we produce 100,000 note, it's not going to be a solution to our problem.
One of the elderly in Rumbek town, Mr. Gabriel Gangmar Kuch, points out that if we want to build a better nation, the only and best way is to aggressively invest in education, transform the mind and heart of individuals in the country. As almost all problems that exist in South Sudan can be solved through education. He said that education can produce a qualified and responsible citizen who can distinguish what is good for him or her and live up to the best interests of the country at large.
The best way to remove people from this crisis in the country is through education. Simple why we are describing or defining education as a change of behavior. Wherever you get many people educated, then they have changed from the evil thoughts they had, the brutality which existed, and other bad things. That means the behavior is changed. And people come up with an attitude of educated person focusing on the development of the country. And as such, if many people are educated, they put their minds together, they discuss and see ways and means of liberating themselves from any hardships they are in, I think the minds and the hearts of the people will be changed through sharing of ideas, through discussion, through cooperation. And this is always done by an educated person rather than non-educated. The best way to remove people from this crisis in the country is through education. Simple why we are describing or defining education as a change of behavior. Wherever you get many people educated, then they have changed from the evil thoughts they had, the brutality which existed, and other bad things. That means the behavior is changed. And people come up with an attitude of educated person focusing on the development of the country. And as such, if many people are educated, they put their minds together, they discuss and see ways and means of liberating themselves from any hardships they are in, I think the minds and the hearts of the people will be changed through sharing of ideas, through discussion, through cooperation. And this is always done by an educated person rather than non-educated.
I'm again reporting for Radio MRI in Rumbek.